It's words about Tolkien, Ben. The deep dive into The Hobbit.
Talking about Tolkien. I think that's what I'm going with.
Talking about... yeah, do that. I like that.
Okay, so we announced at our year-end episode that we were going to be starting a mini-series. And mini-series is maybe a misleading name for what it is, because it's going to go on for a while.
It's going to be quite long.
I once said that I would only... Like, in order to cover Tolkien on this podcast, it would have to be a separate podcast.
And here we are.
Surprisingly, you agreed to that. And so we are launching a sub-podcast specifically about the writing of J.R.R. Tolkien. We are going to go through at least The Hobbit, chapter by chapter, and we're going to talk about it in depth. We're going to give a little bit of about the author in each episode. We're going to give a little bit of the inspirations he drew from for lore that's in the particular chapter we're talking about. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the chapter.
Yeah, what are you talking about? At least The Hobbit. I got the whole set, Ben.
That's true.
I didn't spend $9 plus shipping to not read those other three books.
You just bought the whole set?
Yeah, I saw it on Amazon. I was like, yeah, I guess I don't have a set on hand. I could get one for my dad, but like, yeah.
I have like three copies of the whole set on
my shelf.
I'm pretty
sure my dad has two or three, yeah.
Well, I say at least The Hobbit, because I guess if absolutely no one wants this, then I don't know if we'll keep doing it.
I think you want this, Ben.
I want it, but I don't need to make a podcast for myself. I can just continue talking to you about... I don't need to record me talking to you about Tolkien. I can just do it anytime I want. I have your phone number. So if people like it, we'll continue on with Fellowship of the Ring. And if we start Fellowship of the Ring, we do just kind of have to finish Lord of the Rings. So
yeah,
be careful.
Can't be like that one asshole who only did the first two movies and then didn't have enough of a budget or time or whatever to make the third movie. I can't remember exactly what happened.
Well, so, by the time we get around to discussing it, we'll know what
we'll
happened.
Remember. Yeah.
So I just wanted to do a quick intro episode to tell everybody what we're doing, that this is coming, and how it's going to work. So the release schedule. Here's how this is going to go. Words About Books, the mainline episodes that we release every week on Sunday, they have to take priority. They have to stay consistent. And this is behind the scenes, but, you know, it can be a bit of a struggle to put out a weekly podcast that is an hour to an hour and a half long and involves reading a minimum of one book. So we're going to have to work a little smarter with the mini series. We're going to have to record episodes in batches, I think, which is kind of what we're starting tonight. We're going to be recording at least two episodes, and I'm going to edit them also in batches. So if you're a patron, I'm going to say as soon as I finish editing an episode, it's going on the Patreon. You may get two episodes in a week. There may be a slight gap. But either way, if you're on the Patreon, you're going to get them as soon as they're ready. Once we have, I think, about five episodes banked up, we'll start releasing them one a week on the main feed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want to keep it weekly on the main feed because I think that keeps it organized. And I think the best way to consume these episodes is if you're reading along with us. And I don't think one chapter a week is a crazy thing to ask of people. You don't have to. We're going to discuss it pretty in depth, but I'm also not focusing entirely on summary. I'm kind of focusing on putting the chapter in a wider context, because one of the things that Tolkien is kind of famous for is just putting a lot on the page that doesn't necessarily relate to the immediate events of the plot. And so I'm going to be trying to fill in some of the gaps as we go. And you'll get the most out of that if you have the chapter fresh in your mind. If you read The Hobbit 10 years ago and it's kind of fuzzy for you, or if you've only ever seen the movies, maybe this is an opportunity to reread the book with us. I think that would be ideal. I know a ton of people won't, but you've been warned. And as for length, I think you can expect these episodes to be about 20 to 30 minutes. I think we're probably going to not, unless something crazy happens, unless it's like, I don't know if there's anything in The Hobbit that could constitute crazy, but I think like a 45 minute episode is rare. And maybe when we get to like, if we do Fellowship of the Ring, Tom Bombadil could be a 45 minute episode.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I did want to mention also some things we're going to be referencing throughout this miniseries. I'm going to be referencing, let me get the exact title of this.
Tom Bombadil, Fact or Fiction by Nathaniel Creed.
If you should write that. You should write all the sightings of Tom Bombadil as a European cryptid. But now, outside of the text of The Hobbit, I'm going to be referencing the letters of Tolkien. Or, I'm sorry, the letters of J.R.R. Tolkien by, obviously, J.R.R. Tolkien, but edited by Humphrey Carpenter, who also wrote the biography of J.R.R. Tolkien and Christopher Tolkien. I will also be referencing the Silmarillion, probably the Lord of the Rings here and there where it applies. We are going to talk a little bit about the movies. So far in my scripting, I can tell you what has come up most heavily is the letters of J.R.R. Tolkien and the appendix of Return of the King, because that's where we really get into Durin's folk and what the dwarves were doing prior to the Misty Mountain adventure, or the Lonely Mountain adventure. Sorry, I get my mountains confused.
Yeah, they have to travel through one to get to the other. That's where the confusion is.
I will also occasionally be referencing Norse mythology and sagas. I will mostly be drawing from Jackson Crawford's translations of the Poetic Edda, the Saga of the Volsungs. That's honestly probably going to be it, but I recommend his translations of Norse text. You could get them probably anywhere you shop for books, but they're published through Hackett Publishing. You can get them directly from the publisher if you're interested. Because for anyone who doesn't know, and this is a mystery to some people, that The Hobbit is very much inspired by Norse myth and legend. That is where elves and dwarves and all that come from. So we'll be talking a little bit about, you know, the origins of the stuff Tolkien uses, where he got it, what he changed. We'll talk about the movies. We'll talk about what they changed. And we'll talk about Tolkien's own legendarium and how all of the events of The Hobbit fit into that broader context. So if that sounds like something you're interested in and you want it as soon as it could possibly come out, I'll turn to my business manager, Nathaniel Creed, to tell you what tier you need to be subscribed to get that.
$3 tier, the D Philosopher tier.
Okay, so if you are a D Philosopher or above, you will get early access to the episodes. For everyone else, they'll be coming out one a week, I think starting in February, probably mid-February.
Minisodes? Is that what we're calling this?
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to ask you. I guess I probably should have asked you earlier
yeah.
what the title of this was.